Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this week we jumped back into our series called Me and You, where we're looking at this idea that, you know, relationship, that word, is probably the most important word in Christianity that's not in the Bible. It's nowhere found in the 66 books in particular, and yet the concept is everywhere throughout all 66 books of Scripture. And so we've been talking about how there's this space where when our vertical relationship with God is right, He allows us then to enables us to understand ourselves. And then as we understand ourselves, we begin to understand our relationships with others better, that where those three circles tend to overlap, there's actually this kind of space for us where we can not only be right with God, right with ourselves, and right with others. Certainly not perfectly, because you can't control the responses of others to you. But, you know, the scriptures, Romans 12:18, say, as much as it is possible with you, be at peace with all men. And certainly we can be in that place and space. And so this past weekend, we talked about biblical friendship. And what we said is that biblical friendship is built on a covenant with loyalty for eternity. And we really looked at those three ideas, the idea of friendship and covenant with loyalty for eternity. Looking at David and Jonathan's friendship, and really in a lot of ways, David and Jonathan's friendship is a mirror of John the Baptist and Jesus's relationship. Everyone you know named Johnny or John or Jonathan or whatever some form of that, the Jonathan in the Old Testament in 1 Samuel chapters 13 all the way through 2 Samuel, he's the original Yohanan. His name means God is grace, and he's one of the characters in Scripture that certainly lives up to its name. He really existed in covenant with David. He has this moment in 1 Samuel 18 where he gives David his sword, and he gives him his robe. And the robe is kind of this representation that he's going to be, he's the anointed one. He's the favored one. If you remember back to Joseph in Genesis where he gets the multicolored coat, Jonathan having this coat is really a message that he's kind of the crown prince of Israel. He's going to be the next king. He's Saul's son. And not only does he give David that robe, but he also gives David his sword as a way to say, I'm fighting for you, not against you, because Jonathan knew that God had anointed David to be the next king of Israel. And so Jonathan wanted to work with the anointing of God on David's life, not against the anointing of God on David's life. So Jonathan makes a covenant with David. And when David becomes, you know, essentially more popular than King Saul in Israel after killing Goliath, Jonathan is there for him. Jonathan, in a sense, brackets all the evil in David's life from Saul, because Saul grows jealous. That new song that hit the charts, you know, back in their day, that, you know, David has, or Saul has slain his thousands, but David is 10,000s. Man, when that started to be popular, Saul got really jealous. Saul tries to kill David 6 times. Three of them were very covert, but later on, the second three are very overt. And Jonathan actually becomes a representative to Saul, to his father, for David, when David goes on the run as a fugitive. And we talked about how it would have been easier for Jonathan, you know, as a friend, it would have been way easier for him to either side with his father or side with David and go on the run with David. But instead, he exists between the two, and he represents David to Saul. And he's just so representative of the great verses in the scriptures around friendship. We just looked at verses from one book of the Bible, just from Proverbs, you know, and a true friend loves at all times, no matter what. Proverbs 17:17, a true friend corrects in love at the right time. That's Proverbs 27, verses 5 and 6. A friend sharpens you. They make you better. Proverbs 27:17, a friend avoids gossip about you. Proverbs 16:20. I mean, just so many great verses about a covenant of friendship that exists under loyalty and then really for eternity. You see there that moment in 1 Samuel chapter 20 when David and Jonathan essentially see each other for the last time, and they cry and weep and kiss. And it's very representative of Acts chapter 20 when Paul's on the beach with the Christians from Ephesus, and he knows that's the last time he's most likely going to see them. And they cry and weep and pray together because they have this history that's been forged with the mission of God. And so we talked about some of our tendencies in friendship. You know, our tendency is going to be to treat people like clients rather than friends. Like, I'll be in a friendship as long as it benefits me. Or we're going to have a tendency to fill our lives only with believing friends or only with unbelieving friends, when the reality is that we need a balance. We need a balance of both of those things. And ultimately, what we saw is that you know, Jesus is the ultimate friend. That much like Jonathan, Jesus lives between us and the Father, representing us to the Father. The scriptures say, ever living to make intercession for us. Jesus gave up royalty. He laid aside his robe, right up his power, the sword, if you will, to come to earth, to die, to go to the cross for us. And so when our vertical relationship with him is lived out in the in that transactional sense of love based on what he's done for us, when we value that to such a great degree, it starts to change us. Jesus, the ultimate friend. And we got to see in baptisms everything really that we've been saying in this series, you know, as we talked about, hey, the older generations can mentor, can invest in younger generations. And we saw that in the baptisms on Sunday. There was a great story of a young girl at the Lewis Center campus who was led to Christ by a grandparent. And we talked about teachers and coaches. We had a college athlete that was baptized on Sunday. We talked about how young parents, right, can become involved. We saw children who were invested in by their parents, and through those moments of family discipleship, they came to know Christ. So in taking these opportunities, we are seeing God's activity in the biblical context of friendship. So I'm going to pray for us today that God would help us to become the kinds of people who are good friends. Lord, we do pray for that. We pray that our knowledge of you, that we're consistently living in the whelm of your love. God, that the fact that you've given yourself for us, that it's not lost on us, that we constantly remind ourselves to deepen our love for you, with you. And in that, God, you would make us the kinds of people who would be good friends, good kingdom friends to people who are believers, and certainly good kingdom friends to people in our lives who are not believers. God, we pray that you would use us today to honor you. Now you take the opportunity to pray.